alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer, one bourbon.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hasn't stopped me, though. Carnival Wagon is rolling, and Cub fans can rejoice. Sox fans are going to need a drink right about now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantzis right here on 720 WGN. All right. We have the kids from Untitled. I'm not even sure what to call this place because it's Untitled. Is it really Untitled? Is it really? Is it? What, shouldn't there be a title? Why was there no title? Anybody? Anybody want to jump at that, Chef?
No, shouldn't be a title.
There should not be a title.
No,
all right.
Because the food speaks for itself? Is that what we're... And the beverages?
Well, come on down and see for yourself.
Well, we're getting a little tasty poo right now.
I like that. Yeah.
know,
hey, who's asking?
Hey, get
I like
here.
That.
Check it out.
That is a Chicago attitude. I appreciate that, sir.
We like that.
All right. We've got... The Carnival Wagon is rolling, and we've got... that's Frank Minuck, who's the... Executive chef, and Josh Novy is the beverage director.
That's
and
right. Well,
let's start with the alcohol since it's Carnival Wagon anyway.
Why not?
This is really designed for drinking,
chef.
Not for fooding. We'll get to you in a second, Chef. But so Untitled, which give me the it's 111 West Kinsey in Chicago.
That's correct.
It's kind of you got to kind of know where you're going right there, right? To go
it's
to the place.
Kinsey and LaSalle, in between CVS and some parking lot, some parking garage.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of in there though. You kind of it's hidden. It's sort of tucked away, sort of in a nice way.
There's no sign on the door. You'll see the
right. Yeah.
No sign.
See, it's Untitled. So you have to work. There's a genius to this because you have to work to figure it out. And if you're working to figure it out, I think the concept is that you are going to you know you're going to enjoy it.
Right.
You're going to appreciate it. You're going to be nicer when you get inside, and you're going to enjoy what you're going to do much more. And it's like there's like a secret surprise. It's a large space, right? You got a lot of stuff going on.
18,000 square feet.
Yeah. So there's live music, which is amazing. It's one of the great sneak music joints in America, I think, in a lot of ways, because you never know who's going to be playing there.
Yeah, live music Wednesday, Friday, Saturday nights, burlesque on Thursdays.
Now, when you say burlesque, what do you mean?
You know what it means.
No. Don't make it so hard. Why does the title? They don't want to tell you the title
You're
of the play.
You're asking a lot of questions, Rokan.
Right. What do you mean you know? You know what it means. Get out of the way.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. All right. So it's like old school burlesque? It's like old school, like 50s?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, boy. That is fun.
I didn't know you guys
knew
that.
So fun.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Just so listen
Sounds
to you.
Sounds like a team trip for all of us on a Thursday. It's the night to go.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
Yeah, then the next thing you know, I'm standing in a courtroom trying to explain myself.
Why you brought
to, yeah, right. Why did I bring and then the whole AI
and how do they all end up on stage, sir?
Yes. Well, I was not aware at the time. I was actually in the Untitled bathroom and I thought it was the men's room. Don't ask me any more questions. All right. Let's talk about the drinks because that's really the most important thing here because it's sort of old school cocktails I'm noticing.
Yeah, we have three examples here today. The one in your hand right now is Taken Away by Nightcap, which is a rum and whiskey split-based cocktail with a little Cafe Amaro and Amaro Lucano to help smooth it around. It's supposed to be a nightcap.
That's a nightcap.
Very, very booze-forward, but it's relaxed.
Booze-forward, yes, it is.
It's very
booze
relaxed.
Forward.
Mm-hmm. It is relaxed. No, but it's smooth to drink.
Good, thank
is
you.
Is your point, yeah. I like that. But it's good. But it will... I had an anesthesiologist give me this once, as I recall. Quite,
don't worry, you won't feel a thing.
Yeah, no, it was
sir.
Great. I had my liver removed, washed out, and then put back in. It was a really good thing. All right.
Nice way to end the night. It's
and
a very good drink.
So what else we have over here?
Oh, that one is called the Mamacita. It's a heavy tequila-based cocktail with liquor strega, agave, jalapeno mint syrup.
Oh,
you don't do anything light, do you, pal? You're not into
no,
the
this
light.
This one is special.
No, why? You know, all thriller, no filler.
That is a nice spice to it. I love it.
Thank you very much. That's
what is the spice?
Jalapeno. Oh.
Is it a jalapeno liqueur or is it something you guys do in-house?
It's a toasted jalapeno syrup that I make.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's outrageously
Thank
good.
You. This drink actually
Now, can you do a shot of that? Is that? Would that be like one of those kind of challenges?
Can I pour that on everything? Could you just get some of that in the syrup and put it on everything?
You may.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, come Thursday and you could literally pour it on everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
All right.
We're going to get in trouble in this segment. We really have to pull it back a little bit. Like in all those 50s
movies when there's actually a burlesque scene, there's always a cop who walks in. All right.
Get the paddy wagon.
Yeah, right. You're all coming with me.
Had to.
Yeah.
Set up.
I knew that was good. I love that, by the way. This is, say that, what the name of this again? People want to go to Untitled. What's it called?
Mamacita.
Mamacita.
It's going on the menu next week. We got a lot of changes coming up. On Sunday for Mother's Day, this is going to be one of the featured cocktails.
That would make my Mother's Day. I mean, really would.
That would make my Mother's Day, too.
You bring your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to leave her. I'm just going to drink this, and that'll be all right. And then is this an old-fashioned or a manhattan? What are we doing over here?
That's a Sazerac.
A Sazerac. Oh, yeah, even better.
We use a cognac rye split base.
Wow.
A lot of peyotes, a little bit of sugar, heavy amount of absinthe, lemon expression.
Heavy amount of absinthe. This is real absinthe or the...
It's real, yeah.
Oh, dear God. Now I'm going to see...
They don't mess around.
Now I'm going to see things moving backwards now that I had a sip of this.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? Wow.
Boy, that's a
well. You know what? I'm
delicious,
Josh. I'm just going to say to you, congratulations on this.
Thank you. You have gone above and beyond.
Yeah,
thank you.
Did I mention that Canard Boy is brought to you by It's Just Lunch? This would be a good. This, you know what? If the lunch goes well, you should do this for dinner.
Thursday night burlesque.
Yeah, that's how that's going to go. All right, and then the food. I've noticed very. You're actually known for your food because this is. It's one of those places that. Even though it's, you know, it's a music club, it's a great bar and everything, people, really the reason people started flocking was because of what you guys were putting on the plates.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of time and energy to put out a really good product, and our food program is, in my opinion, solid. So, yeah.
In your opinion, that's, I think, more than solid. I'll go with that. So what did you bring us?
We have a couple classic supper club dishes up there. Deviled eggs, number one. We make house-made jardiniere, folded in there. It's just a nice, fluffy egg yolk mousse.
Oh, very nice.
We top it with crispy pork belly and just some fresh greens, so it's really, really nice, and it's part of our little bar bite package that we start off at 4:30, so...
Great flavor. Bar bites. Very nice flavor.
I like bar bites.
I'm going to suggest that you eat... with these drinks is what I'm going to suggest. You just keep eating.
Need a little something, something.
Yeah, you're going
to
want
to help you through the night.
Mm-hmm. I know there's like this concept of absorbing the alcohol. It doesn't really work like that, but let's just visualize that for the moment because it's a heavy kind of thing. And then and you do the big after work crowd, right? That's a big
deal.
Yeah,
we have a big late night crowd. I mean, you know, when people get out of work and they want to have fun. I mean, it's a great space to really, you know, eat, see a show, have some cocktails. The cocktail program is amazing. So you get
the whole deal. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice soup and sandwich right here.
And the food program isn't too shabby either. You're a 5-time recipient of Michelin Bib Gourmand chef. There's not just any chef here in our presence here, Ro. This is very special.
I know. You got the salads. And I noticed you're doing a tartare here?
Yeah, it's a steak tartare. You know, another classic, right? But we just do it well, I think, in my opinion. We use just prime beef. You know, we hit it with a lot of Dijon, Cornichon capers. A decent amount of acid, fresh herbs. We serve it with just a little raw salad on top. And
nice.
We make these little crackers in-house and just season them with a little spice and salt.
Mm. Wow.
So it's a nice little texture.
I just want to say one thing. After the afternoon we have all had here, you are my heroes, the both of you. Josh, a little more than you, Chef, but whatever. It's because he's of what he's done here, because quite honestly, I will never be the same after this. This is like one of those things where if I drank all three of those drinks right now, I'd wake up and like a fresh and new person. I wouldn't remember anything in my previous life. And I kind of like the idea of that. Do it. Yeah, thank you. Weren't you teaching a class today to fourth graders or something?
Sixth graders. I could use a drink.
Yeah. And she's dressed like a teacher today. There's a story here that we have to tell.
We have to tell.
I already miss my kids.
The subject matter was NAFTA?
She sent me a text. After she was done, I want to become a teacher now.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
You might have to know how to spell in English. That might be a little bit of a help.
I'll go in the lower down grades.
Yeah, he's right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, kids. Kindergarten would be good for you. All right. We'll get to you in just a second. Well, thank you very much. Untitled. Is there anything?
Really great,
is there
guys.
Special? Obviously, Mother's Day, right? Are you still taking reservations for Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And UntitledSupperClub.com for all of your details. It's 111 West Kinsey, right there at the Kinsey just west of LaSalle.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so
right by the CVS.
Yes. Or no, East of LaSalle. Right. So between Clark and LaSalle on the south side of the street. So you're
You'll find it. You really gotta look. It's worth it.
That's the point. You have to look to find it. And that's the thing right there. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being
with
us. We really appreciate it.
It was great.
All right. Right now, Judy's gonna tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour.
Nothing fishy going on at the Shedd Aquarium.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
Her teases now are getting very artful. Violetta, do you have the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots? Yeah, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. We're going to do a top five at 6.
Okay.
Because we don't have a whole lot of choices here. We'd like to welcome Kevin Powell to the program. Kevin Powell, as many of you know.
Yeah. Is a very important guy in the sports world and on the show.
Refers to himself as K-Pow.
That's his new thing.
That's right. Every weekday, 3 to 7.
You know what? One of the things I love about this show is that, you know, no two of us is the same, right? So we all kind of do our own thing in our own way. For when it was Violetta's birthday, we celebrated it for what, like a month?
Uh-huh.
A month and a half?
Right.
It's Kevin's birthday today, and I wouldn't have known if I didn't see Justin Kaufman tweet about it.
Hmm.
You're just going to just let that go.
I'm glad that Justin's a big fan of the program. I like that. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
This is not the big 3-0 yet, though, right? Is it?
No. I got a text from one of our coworkers there saying, happy 30th. Violetta told the whole station you're 30.
I'm
29. I'm hanging on one more year in my 20s.
I did not say that, but I...
Aren't we all 29?
Yeah, at heart. 29. Yeah.
Well, except Kevin, because Violetta told everyone he was 30.
I didn't.
I was there. I heard it.
Yeah, Violetta's trying to back out of this. So you heard it, Judy. You heard Violetta telling you.
No, sure I did.
That is not accurate.
As I was texting you happy birthday,
yes.
I remembered. After Violetta told me,
We need to celebrate. I mean, we celebrated Violetta's for for a month.
A month?
A little longer than a month.
She
it's
just got done
soon.
Celebrating last
It was the longest
week.
Month of my life.
I mean,
we couldn't go in February, which, of course, I know what her birthday is because it's been...
February 22nd.
It has been tattooed into my brain now.
No matter where you are, no matter, if we never see each other again, you're going to be like, February 22nd.
Yeah,
let him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but anyway, today's about Kevin.
Or I'll forget
happy
about it the minute you're out of our lives.
No,
this is my birthday has turned into Violetta's
talk. Talking about Violetta's
birthday.
No, I know.
Today is Kevin's day.
It's his special day.
Happy birthday,
it's Kevin's day.
Thank you.
So, how did you celebrate yesterday when you took the day off?
I golfed, which was wonderful, and it was beautiful. It was about 30 or 40 degrees warmer, and all of a sudden it dropped. So we go from different seasons in a matter of one day.
Yeah,
so it was a day of golf. It was wonderful.
Tom Skilling calls this a pneumonia front. Because it's such a big change in the weather, and it's scaring me, that's for sure.
Now it's about me. Now we're
going to make it about me.
It's your turn for the attention.
Right.
Give all your attention to Ro now.
All right. Now, here's the deal. We will we'll plan. You know what? I'm going to just have to do a seasonal thing. We'll have this. We'll do it again. Like we did Anna's on my deck last year.
Yeah.
We'll do a combined thing later this month because we have to celebrate so many things right now for this radio program as we're about to pull up our stakes here at the Tribune Tower and move across the river. Still on WGN. Don't anybody freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And new and exciting things we'll be announcing when we get over there that are additions to the show. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about a new traffic person. We got a lot of things that we're thinking about.
Wait a second. What? I'm staying here?
Yeah, you're staying here. Yeah.
You go with the building. Mm-hmm. So that when Tribune sells, it's
okay. I'm
you're part
be
of
a teacher,
package.
So.
Yeah. Today Violetta did teach a 6th grade class.
They were so nice.
God forbid. And there's a picture that is posted. We put it up on our Facebook
check
page, right?
This out.
That she looks like, she sent the picture, and I'm looking at him, and I go, where is she in the picture? Because it, and I was like, oh, she's in the middle of all these kids. You cannot, it's like 21 Jump Street. You cannot tell her from the rest of the 6th graders.
They're so tiny.
They're all really tall, but they were all so nice, and I had such a great time at Waters Elementary School. Our 6th grade class was the best. They really picked up the material pretty quick.
Did you just let them watch a movie? Like when substitutes come in and they don't want to actually teach, they just hit play and
that was
off?
Really Trumpian right there.
Uh-huh.
They picked up the material very quickly.
They did.
Even though you did not know what the material was.
No, they knew
they
more
physically
probably
picked
than
it
I
up
did.
And read it.
As you kids probably don't know,
they love
nobody knows NAFTA is North American Free Trade Agreement.
I made them say that like 3 times. I'm like, one more time, guys.
Nobody knows what it stands
Nobody
for.
Nobody knows what it stands for.
Many people don't
know what it stands for. I am going to tell you now what it stands for. All right. Enough about her.
It went well. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I don't want to take the attention away. It's top five at five at six, so let's get it rolling.
Well, when did she start driving the show?
I don't know.
Well, you guys are acting like children. I got to take the reins for like, my class.
I'm taking applications now for a traffic reporter.
It's top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Get on with it.
Here we go.
Number five.
Speaking of the president, here he was last at a campaign rally in Elkhart, Indiana, and he brought Mike Pence with him, because, you know, of course, Mike Pence used to be the governor of Indiana, right?
Yep. Familiar face there.
He talked about how he was up all night and how early in the morning he was meeting the Americans who were being held by North Korea.
And I have great respect for the process, but in all fairness, President Obama, paid $1.8 billion for hostages. You, not me, you, last night you saw it, and again, it's leading to some very big things. And I think that Kim Jong-un did a great service to himself, to his country by doing this. But those hostages came out with respect. We didn't pay for them.
Okay.
You want to make sure he's reading.
Is that the first time he has said his name? Do you think?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
He was just
trying it out.
Well, you know how a teleprompter, sometimes things get caught between the lines? So it's like Kim Jong, and then on the next line,
yes.
So he didn't, you know, had to kind of remember what it was in the line.
It's like, wait, there's one more. Oh, Un.
Yeah. I do, you know, do you remember, when John McCain was running for president in 2008?
Mm-hmm.
And that crazy woman jumped up at one of his town halls and was like, "And Obama's a Muslim." And then everybody started booing.
I remember
like
that
Obama
moment.
At that, and John McCain stopped them.
I know. I remember
right?
that well.
Remember that? Whatever happened to that when they boo? Like,
that's
like,
called a class act.
Like even on election night, right? When the winner comes out and they go, "Hey, I want to thank Joe for Beats. He was a great competitor." Everybody starts to boo the competitor, and they go, "No, we're not going to do that here."
Yeah.
Zero respect for the office. It's like a crazy thing. He's talking about the previous president, whether you like him or not, or you think he did a good job or he didn't do a good job. And is he referring to the $1.8 billion that the Iranians got? Because the Iranians didn't give us hostages back for that.
No, I don't. I'm not sure.
The Iranians actually got, as you might recall, they got money to funnel arms to Central Americans from Oliver North, who's now the new president of the NRA, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they got to release the hostages from Ronald Reagan. I mean, it's, you know, there was an agreement by the U.S. government with President-elect Reagan's approval, and they had to, and the Reagan administration had to oversee it, because remember they wouldn't let them go until Reagan became president. So I don't, you know what? I mean, come on.
Well, they also released Iran's own money, right?
So it was Iran's money that we'd been holding since 1979. Mm-hmm. We didn't give them back their money, by the way. That was the other thing that Reagan didn't do, was give them back their money. We gave them back their money when we did the nuclear thing, which now he's torn up. So there we go.
Yeah.
So we lost the money, and now we don't have a nuclear deal anymore. I don't know how that works. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Meghan McCain fired back today against the comments about her father that came out yesterday. The White House official Kelly Sadler was talking about John McCain's opposition to Gina Haspel and remarked, "It doesn't matter, he's dying anyway."
And I want to say that since my dad has been diagnosed the past, it's almost a year, July 19th, I really feel like I understand the meaning of life. And it is not how you die, it is how you live.
Right.
And I always have had something to believe in. My dad's all about character and bipartisanship and something greater than yourself and believing in this country and believing in the fact that we as Americans can still come together.
Yeah.
And that's something that I grew up in and feeds me every day. And I'm not scared of death anymore. I'm just not.
I thought the family was very dignified in the way they responded to it. You saw Cindy McCain also tweet out, "May I remind you that my husband has a family, 7 children, 5 grandchildren," and just sort of address the lack of dignity,
right,
in something like that. But and I guess something like that was said. Yes, it was in private. Yes, it wasn't supposed to leak. But now that it's out, don't you come out and just say, hey, look, that was wrong?
Well, she called. She called Meghan McCain's mother.
Kelly Sadler did?
Kelly Sadler did. She actually called her to apologize. She called John McCain's wife.
I didn't know that.
And said she was sorry. But, I mean, that's, you know, it may be a public sort of, hey, I shouldn't have said it. Although now everybody's calling for her to be fired. But but this is the kind of firing they don't do at the White House. They do a firing at the White House if you're getting in the way of the president's business, not if you've embarrassed the, you know, if it's something that generally the spirit of the White House believes in. Now, the other piece of this, too, that remember yesterday, too, we played, I'm not going to play this part again, but the Fox Business guest, Thomas McInerney, had referred to John McCain as Songbird John because torture worked on him when he was a POW. I talked about all this yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back through that again. It is one of the most reprehensible things I've ever heard a general officer of a United States military branch ever say. During or after his service. And it was just, it was the most ridiculous thing. But now Fox has separated itself from McInerney. And secondly, Fox, and I want to give them credit for this, Fox has apologized for
they
this,
have.
Which
yeah.
is good. But this is what Meghan McCain said about that.
But it's a really ugly nickname, and
that's
the point we were making yesterday, that at some point when you're tortured, everyone breaks. That is how it works, and that's how you get false information. And again, I just really want to emphasize, like, it was a hard day yesterday, but I'm surrounded by, I get to come into work with women I genuinely have such affection for and respect. I have so much love around my family. My father's legacy is going to be talked about for hundreds and hundreds of years. These people, nothing burgers.
Nothing.
Nobody can remember
true.
You.
Yeah.
Good point.
It is, and her father has every right and maybe even more right to speak up about what he feels about torture and to think that you dismiss what he has to say and
right.
in that way, just and, inappropriate.
And then finally, White House press briefing today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about questions about Kelly Sadler's future. Kelly Sadler's future. Stand by.
Whether or not she'll be with the White House.
Does she still have a job?
I'm not going to comment on an internal staff meeting.
Does the White House not think that you need to condemn these remarks or comment?
Again, I'm not going to validate a leak one way or the other out of an internal staff meeting.
Are you saying that you didn't say this?
Again, I'm not going to validate a leak out of an internal staff meeting one way or the other.
Why not just apologize to Senator McCain?
Again, I'm not going to get into a back and forth because people want to create issues of leak staff meetings.
To be clear, does Kelly Sadler still work at this White House?
Yes, she does.
Does she stay with the White House? Is that what?
Still work. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy, what's coming up with the bottom of the hour?
Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes, health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago, Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV.
All right, the top five continues. Checking in at
number three.
An Arizona woman accused of sending a man she met on a dating app 65,000 texts.
After one date.
Including threats on his life. She says in a jailhouse interview that she has some regrets.
Oh, gee.
Jacqueline Claire Aides of Phoenix. If she has got three names, you know something bad has happened here. She told KPHO, The Foe, that she believed she'd found her ideal match before allegedly threatening to kill him. You know what? I'm familiar with this.
You are?
Yeah.
This has happened to you?
I'm familiar with this concept.
Listen, sometimes you get carried away.
Sometimes you just feel like you have an immediate connection, that this is the one.
And why wouldn't he respond?
And I mean, did she really need to go to jail?
Wow.
Well, she broke into his house. She claimed to be his wife.
She was bathing in his bath and had a large butcher knife on
her.
Yes.
These things happen when you're dating.
She had a large butcher knife in her car.
Wouldn't you be annoyed if someone ignored 65,000 texts?
Does any of this seem kind of weird at all to you?
No.
Because in a lot of people's eyes, they see this as weird.
Mm-hmm. That's because they're selfish. And they've never actually loved someone without getting anything back. The point of love is to keep giving it. That's the math equation. It's love equals 3.3, which is infinity, times E equals MC squared, which is light. Light is forever. L equals three. L, if loved was a number, it would be three. So it's infinity times light, which is also infinity. So it's just forward, forever forward. And if you're selfish, you can't understand that because you want something in return. He's not giving me anything in return, and I still love him anyway. That's what love is.
Boy.
Yep.
That's,
there you go.
That's a bad date.
Okay. Is she in a padded cell?
You still standing up for her?
No,
Violetta?
No,
I mean, the support has gone away.
But I've been close.
Yeah.
One of the texts said she wanted to bathe in his blood.
Okay,
and then
I'm
she
stepping
showed
out.
Up at his
times
house
three
with a butcher knife times
good for
three
the skin.
Now, Violetta did tell us a story that she did something similar.
Okay, similar is pushing it once I've heard the details of this. But,
yes, but what did you do quickly?
I text someone every day for like a couple of months at the same time of day because they were ignoring me just to get a response that I never did. And then like a year later, they text me and were like, hey, I changed my phone number. I'm like, still the same in my phone. And it was awkward.
Here's one text. Don't ever try to leave me. I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer, and I want to wear your body parts and bathe in your blood.
She's filled with love.
All I did
that's
was send a
poetry. Poetry. Poetry.
Right. It's, yeah, you know, it's too bad.
People read too much into stuff.
Charles Manson has passed away. They seem perfect for each other.
Number two.
You can hear the playful banter long before Sting and Shaggy enter the room. There's a weird chemistry between these two guys, and the record that they've been working on now for 2 years has finally dropped. Listen to this.
Don't make me wait in vain.
Love you.
Can't wait to hear my last name.
Don't make me wait
so long, girl.
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love.
There you go. How about that?
Hey, that sounds very good. That.
That sounds like love times infinity.
Right, exactly.
That's the real thing.
I'm still texting you.
I mean, one text back wouldn't hurt. Leave me alone.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel finally checks in at... Wait,
no.
Checks in at...
Number one.
I don't know what's happening here.
I don't either.
All right, here we go. Jimmy Kimmel loves making celebrities read mean tweets. But in honor of Mother's Day, he made Anthony Anderson from Black-ish read his mom's texts.
My mother texted me last week, baby, you know what I want for Mother's Day? I say, what, Ma? She said, I want a room in Vegas. I was like, okay, I'll take care of it. 3 days later, I just wake up to a text that says, get hotel. Working on it, Mama. Next day. Tell me where it is. Mama, I'm waiting on approval. All right? So if anybody wants to go to Vegas and see my mother, she's staying in room 1337 at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Oh. She'll be there Saturday night with her friend this time. Love you, Mama.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Don't forget your moms.
All right. All right, let's lock this up.
The top five at five.
Black dog got a dirty jaw.
Oh, wow. That's Rory Carroll.
Wow.
Rory Carroll's right in studio with us right now. This is very exciting. It's Live Music Friday, and we have an abridged Live Music Friday because everything was abridged today because there was a Cubs Sox game and the Sox didn't show up.
If you want to call it a game.
The Cubs played by themselves, and it was that's basically how it worked out.
Yeah, they did very well.
Yeah, but it was
Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs did very well playing against themselves. They just basically batting practice. But we have, so let's just get to the music because this is amazing. Now, Rory Carroll grew up in the Chicago suburbs, right? And then ran away from home when she was like 19, 20 years old. Is that about right, Dad? That about right? That's about right.
And then you sort of, you just had this passion of music, and you said you lived out of your car.
I had a passion for traveling.
Traveling
music
first.
Just kind of ended up, you know, being the right thing. I started playing guitar, but traveling and music, it all kind of came and went together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
cool.
Yeah.
So now, when you left home and you were, and I love the story here because it's very lyrical in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Like you're hopping trains, freight trains, and you know, kind of stealing your way through this travel experience of yours.
Yeah.
And did you take a guitar the whole time, or did you at some time did you have to pawn a guitar? Because I love that part of the story. I love there's like a movie in there.
I had a guitar. I actually broke my guitar because I threw it on a train, and my buddy jumped up on it. But it still worked, you know, enough to
get by.
Yeah, enough to get by. I hiked the Appalachian Trail when I was 20 years old, and I had a little backpacking guitar, and that kind of started. And I learned from everyone that I met. You know, everyone kind of knew a couple licks on the guitar, and so that's how I learned how to play guitar.
So it influenced you, your travels, and the people mm-hmm. you met influenced the music that took shape. And you describe it as folk?
Yeah, I guess folk. Would be the, I mean, music's really hard to describe.
It is.
Right.
Your music is beautiful, but though.
I like
absolutely.
The, you know, I like, I you know, song-based music, so.
Right, so it's song singer-songwriter, troubadour, mm-hmm. as she's yeah. with a broken guitar, and and a story to tell. I mean, this is like the great American dream here. And you're going to be on Sunday mm-hmm. at Bad Mother, Mother's Day Music Festival at Haymarket Pub in Chicago.
Yep,
this is it goes from 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night. So I don't know. Are moms invited to this?
Yeah. Am I a bad mother if I go?
No, you're a bad mother. Like, you know,
bad mother. Like good.
Like effer.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Not you know not like a bad yeah
bad
like
a, that's good.
It's a good. You know, my mom's gonna be there.
And, oh, all right.
And there's gonna be lots of moms. It's that you know you take there's one thing having a Hallmark card. For your moms, mm-hmm. there's a lot cooler moms in this town. So,
yeah,
you know.
All right.
Well,
okay.
And Haymarket Pub is a great venue.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's a great venue.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think there are some moms now. I think mm-hmm. especially now that you know the bad mom thing is okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to be a bad mom every once in a while. You know, let loose and have some fun, and that's what this is about.
I mean, if it were not for Cabernet, there may be no momming at all whatsoever. I mean, it's the only way that they
help
see their,
through some of the hard times.
It's the only way they stay in the house with their kids.
Bad is the new good. You know, it's like it's the slang. It's what the kids are saying.
The slang. I love
you
it.
Know what I mean,
it's all right. Love is an Outlaw is your record. It came out. In 16, but you got a new album coming out this summer, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be recording in a place called the Key Club, which is in Benton Harbor, from a guy who's actually from Bill Skibby. He did Jack White's record,
The Last
Black Keys record.
Excellent.
Bunch of great artists he's worked with. He's awesome. Kind of a local guy as well. He's got a really cool studio in Benton Harbor. So
and you're going to do some new music for us coming up in just a second here.
Yeah,
right?
All right. I'm going to...
Okay, hold on one
excited.
Second. We're going to do this on the other side.
Okay.
Rory Carroll is with us. You can see her on Sunday at Haymarket. Stay tuned for this. We heard it in Soundcheck. It's amazing.
Oh,
do not miss
so
this. And then on Friday, a week from today, you are going to be in Nashville with Mason Jennings
mm-hmm.
at City Winery in Nashville.
Yep. I got to open up for him. I love him.
So you got, this is a bona fide rock star sitting in front of us right now with a story to tell and a broken guitar in which to tell it. And we'll have her do that with us in just a second. But first, find out from our tier what's coming up at the top of the hour.
Dean Richards joins the Steve Cochran Show Monday, 8:10 in the morning with an entertainment weekend wrap up. And he just might have a honey of a deal.
All right. Rory Carroll is here. You're going to want to hear this. Her album is called Love is an Outlaw. She's got an amazing backstory. She's going to be Sunday at the Bad Mother Mother's Day Music Festival at Haymarket Pub,
name.
Which is on Randolph and Halsted. So you should go out and see her and all the great acts there. And if you happen to be in Nashville next weekend, she's playing next Friday with Mason Jennings at City Winery. Take it away. Here she is, Rory Carroll.
All right. Well, here's one I wrote in Chicago. It's about going over to that person's house that you know you shouldn't go over to, but you do anyways. I wrote this on the L train. 1:40, two-night train to your place. I don't know why I'm doing this again. On the platform looks at me like she knows that nothing good comes after 2 a.m.
clouds are rolling through, and I'm on my way to you on the blue line train. You got loving sweeter than the candy that I found at the bottom of my purse. And I can't help that I've been feeling lonely, and every day I'm living it gets worse. But you got what I like when the moon hangs in the sky over Illinois. Myself around you if you tell me I'm alright. Baby, we could be good, but we don't even know what that's like. So in the morning, it's always the same thing. The same old coffee in your fridge. I can't help that I've been feeling lonely before I even know just what we did. 'Cause you and me get high, and it gets weird sometimes in Illinois.
That is Rory Carroll, by the way, R-O-R-E-Y, mm-hmm. Rory Carroll.
Yeah.
Love is an Outlaw is the record. She's going to be at Haymarket on Sunday. One more from her right after. All right. Rolling Stone magazine called this woman a hobo, a convict, a former drug trafficker, an Appalachian Trail hiker, and a train stowaway. And she's here to sing pretty for you. That's the important thing. Here we are. Rory Carroll. Her album is Love is an Outlaw. You can see her Sunday at Haymarket Pub. That's at Randolph and Halsted in Chicago. Do not miss a show that starts at 1, goes till 9. Do you know what time you're on, actually?
I'm on at 2 o'clock.
2 and o'clock.
There's a great lineup. So there's Lissy Kay, Josefina, my dear good friend from Nashville, Lily Winwood, Renee Wall and Sworn Secrets, Mary Bragg.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night. It's going to be really fun. Bad mother chicks.
Bad mother chicks. Yeah. Yes, actually, she does have profanity on her.
I know.
On her jacket.
I didn't say it, though.
I was thinking about turning her into the immediate police that they came by, but apparently you've already been turned into the police at least once. So here we go.
Familiar.
Here she is. You do not want to miss this woman. Rory Carroll, take it away.
Oh, man. Okay, well, here's a song about a guy that I met on the Appalachian Trail. His name was Baltimore Jack, and on the Appalachian Trail, you get given a different name. So when you start, you go to the base of the Georgia Mountains, and you get to recreate who you are, and there's all sorts of legends. But this guy, his name was Baltimore Jack because he had a wife and kid in Baltimore Jack. He went out for a ride and he never went back.
Yes, I got it. Yes, I got ready to go on here. Yeah.
So he wasn't like the best guy, but he was like my friend and I loved him very much. And and so I wrote this song for him. He passed away last year, and so I wrote this for him. This is his story. It's called Baltimore Jack. Don't judge me for my misgivings. I am not from here, and I don't know how to act. I have no money to pay the kid
city, city to city, my home is on my back. But I am fortunate to see that a man can be free without owing anything for him to have it. And I have everything I need. Please don't hand me anything. It would only drag me down for me to have it. Well, I had a good life living with my new wife. She wanted a baby. We had one on the way. But when I caught her with another man, well, I went off the deep end. I headed out of Boston and never went back again. But I am fortunate to see that a man can be free without owing anything for him to have it. And I have everything I need. Please don't hand me anything. It would only drag me down for me to have. This great land, living out of the way. I took a train down to Tennessee. I walk heavy with a wounded knee. The bottle is a friend to me, and Baltimore Jack's my name. I am fortunate to see that a man can be free without owing anything for him to have it. And I have everything I need. Please don't hand me anything. It would only drag me down for me to have.
Carol. Love is an Outlaw is the record, and we have her at the Bad Mother Mother's Day Festival at Haymarket on Sunday. Thank you so much for being here.
Amazing.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing
thank
your
you
talent.
So much. Oh, thank
so
you.
So good.
Much.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. You got a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Rob Martier has the news.